Okay, Jan, you're very right. I looked at this somewhat more and I know what is going on better, and I can in fact see the solution, and it's not too hard, and perhaps Hervoy will be interested in implementing it since he's done a lot of other work on the extents. Ideally, we'd want to make map extents be fast in the case where you are finding all of the extents that are overlapping a region, including the ones that completely surround it. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be an easy way to do this. It would not help to do anything with the extent fragment mechanism because this mechanism just relies on the stack of extents mechanism, which is already used in map extents. However, what you can do is change the way that text properties are implemented. The first thing you need to do is change the text property representation so that instead of having one extent per text property, you put all of the text properties that are associated with a particular character or a particular region where there are no text property changes into a single extent. That way, there are no two text property extents that will ever overlap each other. You'd still want to do the splitting and merging stuff, the merging stuff in particular, so that you don't have too many text property extents. Otherwise, if there are a whole lot of text property changes made to a buffer, you'll end up with more and more extents, each of which covers fewer and fewer characters, and things will get more and more inefficient. The next thing you'd want to do is to ensure that the condition that no two text properties overlap is always met, which basically means that people who are attempting to modify a text property extent outside of the text property mechanism in such a way that violates this condition are not allowed to do so. I think the main place where this could happen would be set extent endpoints. You probably just want to disallow this operation for text property extents. You also might want to take text property extent paste function and move this into C and ensure that this doesn't get messed around with. The next thing you'd want to do is to create a third gap array for extents, which does nothing but list all of the text property extents in order, of course. And of course, you'd have to modify a couple low-level extent functions to make sure that this gap array gets maintained correctly. And then the last thing you'd do is to modify map extents byte-end so that when it's asked to map over text property extents, it uses the text property gap array to locate the appropriate extents. And since these extents are guaranteed to be non-overlapping and are listed in order in the gap array, it should be very easy to locate them. Oh, I forgot. I think that in order to preserve the inviolability of the non-overlapping condition, you'd also have to disallow users from changing the text property of an extent. I don't think this code should be very hard to write because the hard part of it, which is in this case the code that implements the gap array, has already been done, and also the code that would search in a gap array is already done. Also, a comment about the text property for these extents. The value of this property could be a list of text properties instead of just a single text property symbol, and you'd probably want to maintain this list in sorted order to make it easier to merge text property extents. Also, there's a comment that I think Jan quoted that I wrote about the extent representation being a doubly linked list, and that comment is incorrect, and I think that you should simply remove that entire paragraph.